Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Things are very busy. You know, we had that vote on the war powers yesterday. We have, obviously, the ACA subsidies. Government shutdown stuff seems to be, I think, averted. We got Venezuela. We have Minnesota. I mean, there's a lot to cover. Let's bring in David Lightman from McClatchy, D.C., as we always sort of, when we can, finish our week with David. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm well. I mean, I'm assuming this War Powers Act, I guess my question is, if it's going to go down in the Senate, or even if it passes the Senate, the president's not going to sign it. So why do these Republicans go against the president?
Political statement. Sort of a warning shot, if you will. Don't do it again without checking with us.
Really? But they don't like getting reelected?
Well, you look at a guy like Todd Young, the senator from Indiana, who surprised everyone by voting for this thing. By the time he has to run for re-election, Trump could be a memory. I mean, Trump will not run again, at least not legally, in 2028. And I think they're thinking like that. The other thing is, it's kind of, I don't want to say it's a vote without consequence, but as you say, first of all, the House probably won't pass this thing. And even if they do, Trump isn't going to sign it. He's already attacked Venezuela. Now, if he wants to attack whatever, going to Greenland or Colombia or Cuba, well, this is a warning to him, like, look, don't go too far. If you do, we're going to pull you back. We're not going to provide the money. We're not going to provide the support. So there are all those political statements in there. But I got to tell you, the history of this War Powers Resolution, which goes back to 1973, is that a president can pretty much do what he wants.
Right.
Congress is not going to, just not going to stop him. Again, that's why, not to be too cynical here, but it's largely a political statement.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there aren't a lot of examples of the president going to Congress for approval since, you know, Pearl Harbor. So it is what it is. We're talking with David Lightman from McClatchy, D.C. So the House passes a 3-year extension on the ACA subsidies. The Senate's voted it down before. But they're negotiating, and I'm just curious, like, when are we going to start to see examples of this happening? Because for me, I want to see concrete examples that this is the case. I don't want to have anyone suffer, but I want to make sure that all this stuff is, it's hard for me to know what's true and not true. What's going to happen with this?
Well, what it looks like now is things are going to happen quickly. First of all, let's go back to yesterday for a minute. That was fascinating that in both houses, it was sort of a rebuke to Trump. Okay, first, the War Powers Resolution passed. That was strictly Democrats, right? 47 Democrats, 5 Republicans. Then, about 5 hours later, the House passes this 3-year extension of the enhanced subsidies for health care, Obamacare policies. 17 Republicans joined the Democrats, all 212 Democrats or so, and bam. So it was a bad day for, unusually bad day for Trump, the worst I can think of his presidency. Now, what's going to happen? Talks are going on as we speak. Senators from both parties are talking. There seems to be a consensus building that there'll be a 1 or 2 year extension of these, enhanced subsidies. These aren't other subsidies. enhanced subsidies. They'll probably put an income limit on it. Right now, there's no income limit on these COVID-era subsidies that began in 2021. The talk about that limit is what they say is 700% of poverty level, or in understandable terms, that's roughly $109,000 in earnings for a single person. I believe it's about $220,000 for a family of four.
Right.
There'd be other reforms, but those are the big components. It wouldn't shock me if they announced something early next week, and by next Friday, you and I are talking about when's the vote going
to
be.
You know, it's just so interesting to me because intellectually, I don't want anyone to suffer, and I think healthcare is a right and not a privilege. But at the same time, the Democrats agreed to this goodnighting of the subsidy.
Right.
And so, I mean, I know once you establish a program, it's hard to get rid of it. But, like, I understand the criticism of extending these things in perpetuity.
Yeah, there's a really, and journalistically, this is interesting, too, because the point that Trump and his allies make is that you're just helping the insurance companies. Why not just give this money to consumers, let them put it in a health savings account, and choose what policies they want? Shop around the way you and I would do for a car or a shirt. Instead, you're saying, okay, the insurers, it comes from the top down. The insurers set the premium amounts, and then you're asked to subsidize them.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, honestly, sorry to interrupt you, but I want to move on. But, you know, even if you do it the other way, the money still ends up going to the insurers anyway. They just might not have as much price control, but they still get the money.
Exactly.
So it doesn't necessarily matter. David Lightman from McClatchy, D.C., joining us here on Brian & Company. Okay, Venezuela. We talked with Jim Himes earlier. I mean, it seems you can debate all you want, but it's going to be defined, really, by what happens from here. And it sounds like there's no regime change in the sense that the United States government is not trying to put some leader in charge. I just want to.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Know what the plan is.
Yes, yeah, so do we all. You know, we all waited for these briefings to end this week, and members of both parties came out, and we would say, well, what's the plan? And it was like, well, we don't know. It's unclear. I mean, the only thing we know is that they don't want another Iraq where we occupied the country and took it over for a while and disbanded the army or the military, and that proved to be a huge mistake. So they don't want to do that. But then again, they didn't think this through. It's amazing to me that 20 years ago with Iraq, I remember Chris Dodd, Joe Lieberman, John Larson, Rose, they all were asking that question and never getting a decent answer. And here we are, 20 years later, another country, same thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll see. Well, we'll see. I mean, things seem stable there. I'm just curious if that you know, sort of doesn't continue. I don't want to get into the debate about, you know, who's in the wrong about what happened in Minnesota. I just think it's kind of silly. I mean, I know what I saw.
And right.
But I mean, in terms of the Now, I mean, the vice president said there's total immunity for this ICE agent and so on and so forth. Are there broader implications to this story, or is this just really this kind of isolated incident that led to this fatality?
Oh, I don't think it's the isolated incident, because you see that what the Trump administration is doing here and trying to create their own reality, if you will, no matter whose side you're on. As you said, we've all seen what happened with our own eyes. And here you have this echo chamber saying, no, that's not what you saw. So does that give license to law enforcement to engage in actions like this and not have to answer for it? Let's see what happens in Oregon, where the two people were shot. Let's see how that unfolds. So, yeah, journalistically, this is something to be watched.
The other thing I wanted to ask you – oh, geez, we're out of time. I wanted to ask you about the – you know, is there going to be some national audit on fraud that's going to happen? I mean, I feel like there's a grand bargain to be had here.
Yeah, well, arguably there already is through the Governmental Accountability Office and Inspectors General and so on and so forth. But, yeah, you haven't heard the end of this.
Yeah. Hey, thank you, David. Have a great weekend.
You too. Talk to you next week.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.